This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. I say it slow because some people say I talk too fast and you don't quite understand what I'm saying sometimes and all that fun stuff. So now, unless you're extremely slow, head over to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You will learn something. I guarantee it. It's all the things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I'm going to put them in perspective for you. If you're on the right, I'll give you the information you need to be able to push back to those on the left. If you're on the left, as I've got from some on the left, they say, like, hey, that was pretty darn good. And there were things I hadn't really even thought about. Anyway, and if you buy it from therealside.com, that's therealside.com, I will autograph it for you. If you want it fast, you want a Kindle version, I can't autograph your Kindle, so you can get that up at, Amazon. What a name for a book place. I got to find one of the original, because some of you probably weren't even paying attention back then, but the original commercials for Amazon. Remember, they were out looking for empty garages. How many of you remember that? Some of you don't remember that at all. You know, Amazon who? So, every now and then, I get some really cool emails and I get phone calls from people. And it's really kind of cool to listen to what they have to say. I especially like the ones where people have waited, 2 months to all of a sudden comment on something. Like they think it was yesterday. So this comes to us from a fellow by the name of Mike B. I don't know who that is. I don't really care. I did enjoy this. So the subject is reply to Barack Obama bashing. Because I do that so much on this show. And I was obviously, he doesn't refer to a show or anything else, but I was obviously talking about how, Mr. Obama took advantage of his relationship with Israel and how he seemed to be wanting to help the Palestinians more than the Israelis. And I probably went through the whole thing and explained it and talked about how the UN are just a bunch of idiots because they're actually doing a resolution against Israel for the way it treats women. So his message starts as reply to Barack Obama bashing is the subject. The message. Dear effing moron. That's always a good way to start off when you write a letter to me. That gets my attention right away. Israel treats the Palestinian people just like America treats black people. Wow. So I guess, I don't know. It depends on your point of view, right? Yeah, do we have issues in this country with racism? Nowhere near they were like in the 50s and the 40s and what have you. But right now, I would say a lot, and we'll have one on soon. Our Corey Duncan will join us, our mad black man from Baltimore. And he's assured me that, to put it in his terms, Whitey been treating him well. So, okay, I guess he thinks that's a bad thing. Just like the racist apartheid government of South Africa treated black South Africans. Just like the fascist Nazi regime treated the Jews. I mean, look at all the words he used. Nazi regime, fascist. Got to be a Democrat because they've used those words to death. You know us guys when we wear those T-shirts, it's so frayed everywhere and you don't want to get rid of them. That's kind of what I see those words as when they're a hardcore lefty decides to put them out there. He goes on to say, just a history lesson for you and your dumb butt. Although he used a real word, right? That was once the nation of Palestine before World War II. Wow, really? And I looked it up to make sure that I wasn't being wrong here. Yeah, not quite. Anyway, and he ended that sentence with F an idiot again. That was really, I mean, he said, I'm sure by your comment that you're a dumb butt, Donald Trump supporting redneck. Read a effing book or two before you pass judgment on anyone else. Now, I told the young man, whatever, probably masked himself here, I don't know what it is, that I could tell. Here, let me read what I wrote to him, because I think you guys will enjoy. You can only imagine, I'm sure, some of you who've known me for a while. I said, I can see by your choice of words and limited vocabulary that you're trying to reason with you would truly be futile. All the assumptions you make prove my point. People like you live in a very little world and see things in a very limited way. I don't just read books and live in my own self-righteous fantasy land. I actually talk to real people that have had to live in those areas and in that mess. Obama showed his true colors on how much he hates his country by how he continued and continues to screw the American people and particularly our vets. Hey, it's always uplifting to know that I have pegged the other side properly, and I appreciate the time that you took to write me. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side. Let me know what you think. I hope I answered that properly. See if there's anything I missed. Our mad black man from Baltimore will join us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of a conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, like I say, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know there's about 1,000 other places you or shows you could be listening to. And you've chosen this one, so thank you, thank you, thank you, and I do appreciate it so much. Our buddy, I love having him on the show every week, our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us, and that's a loving term we have for him. Corey, thanks for being with me. You better laugh for that check that I pay you for being on the show won't clear, right?
Always a pleasure to appear, Joe. Always a pleasure to come on and... I used to do check, and you know, I love all of you nice you know, all you nice Caucasian people that I speak up for.
Well, you know, it's funny because somebody wrote me an email, and in the email he says, the Israel treats the Palestinian people just like America treats black people. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm, you know, you can speak to this. I'm thinking, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Not today, anyway.
Well, right? See, like I say, again, you know, you want to sit up and blame people for something that, that, you know, pretty much they treat themselves. You treat your own situation, so it's not for, you know, that it's whitey's fault or whatever like that. I mean, even with Barack out of office, you're still going to have people that's going to make up excuses that it's a white man's fault because of the position they're in. And, you know, the same thing about that's the way that, you know, America treats black people. Well, black people, you know, they created their own situation. And I'm a black man my own self. And I can tell you that a lot of, at least 75-80% of it, they create their self. You know, you're a product of your own situation.
Well, you can decide to do better, not do better. You can decide to try harder. And right. Even you've said this on the show a million times. It doesn't matter what color you are today, that you have a real opportunity. And not that there's absolutely no racism, because I'm not that stupid. I understand there's still people that are very ignorant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but for the most part, anybody in this country can make it if they follow the rules and do it the right way, correct?
That's correct. Now, I mean, my own self, you know, one day I'm going to write a book about mine, or even, you know, if I can get my mother to come out of Palm Beach for a little while or whatever and come on your show, she'll explain to you that, no, I mean, it's possible to be done. But first of all, you have to have, apply yourself, you know, at the teaching level, at the high school and grammar level. And then, you know, that's why I say, well, even with my kids, we started out early and still today, yeah, you passed the test, but we want you to do better. And they look at us like, yeah, because any parent wants their child to be better than who they are and what they are.
I agree with you. Yeah, my kids used to get crazy at us because we would push and push and push. And, you know, in most cases, we knew they could do better. We knew that they weren't studying enough and all of that. And today, they have a little different attitude, you know? So, all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all depends on the teaching that the parents are giving to you. I mean, you know, you always try to push your kids. Because if you push them when they're young, they'll understand exactly what's going on when they get older.
Well, I think we should keep pushing our kids. I think we should keep holding them to a higher standard. And parents, mm-hmm. if they're paying attention, they really do know their kids. They know what they can put up with. They know how far they can go. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Hey, I want to ask you about the rape of that girl in Maryland. And I have two things. It's still bothering me. One is, that was actually put up on Facebook Live. And the thing, as I was talking about it last night, we actually had one of our shows pulled by Facebook last night. So they know what they're doing. They know what they're watching. They know what they can pull off. And in this case, I guess a girl being raped gets too many views for them to want to pull. And then number two is, you know, this was one of the kids we know for sure is here illegally. He's an 18 or 19-year-old. And they put him in a school with young kids, young girls. Corey, explain this to me, because obviously I'm not getting this.
Well, me, myself, I don't understand it either. I don't understand how they can monitor, you know, you can eavesdrop and wiretap everything and do things like that. But, yeah, something that's posted on Facebook. And that's not the only situation that's ever been posted on Facebook. That the police, I mean, pretty much is real-time. Within the second couple minutes or seconds that it's posted, so why not just dispatch the police to go in there, but yet you can do everything else. You know, it's amazing with all of the technology that we have that one group of people can get away with some things and the other group of people is like, no, that didn't happen or whatever like this. But if you was to say something that, you know, they pull your page and your page, I mean, you're not spreading hate. You just tell the truth and give facts. And it's like, okay, well, if it's not geared towards being, you know, geared towards liberalism or socialism, then we know we're going to pull it. And, you know, that's freedom of speech that you're doing. It's not like you're committing a murder or committing a crime.
I was here. Oh, there I am.
No.
And again, they still talk. There was a representative for that area. Check this out. Who is, I won't say he's against, but he's not for this whole refugee thing. And he's, it's not our fault. What do you mean it's not your fault? You know who, what kids are going to that school. And don't let anybody tell you that they don't know if kids in the schools are there illegally, undocumented, whatever you decide to call them. No, the school districts know who's there with or without papers. They know exactly what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the thing of this, when you have these sanctuary cities like Baltimore and these other places around the United States that they want them to come, and you know, they basically are not checked or anything like that. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, how do you, I mean, you're basically inviting homegrown terrorists or terrorists in, and you know, we're not going to touch them or do anything to them, and you can't, you're telling law enforcement basically not to do their jobs.
Yeah, what could go wrong with that, right? I mean, seriously.
Right, exactly.
And then today, I mean, our hearts go out to those people who lost loved ones or loved ones that were hurt today in England. And I look at that, and one of the captions that caught me when they were talking about, they said that they were sending, you ready for this one? They were sending armed and unarmed policemen to protect the citizens. And I'm thinking to myself, I'll take one of the armed ones, please. Are these people serious? Policemen who put their lives on the line and they can't be armed?
Because the ones I told you, like I told you, what they're trying to do in this country, you know, they want you to come and, you know, basically, I don't know what it is. I mean, I thought the word police means that there's some sort of authority or law enforcement that corrects people that's, you know, correct people that's, what's the name, that's breaking the law. So I guess if they come up and just like, I don't know. I have no idea what the word police means.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're joined, as we are every week, by our buddy in Baltimore, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us. Corey, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, peace.
Yeah, and I love doing some of these stupid, crazy stories with you, okay? But I want you to know that apparently the black community is now off the hook at one of the colleges that says ending white privilege starts with ending Jewish privileges. I've got to start there. So the flyers recently hung at the University of Illinois at Chicago declare ending white privilege starts with ending Jewish privilege. The flyers use Pew Research Center's data in an attempt to validate the statement that while Jews make up only 2% of the population in the United States, that 44% of these Jewish Americans are in the top 1%. Hey, I got a hint. I'm going to do my own little survey here. They work harder. How's that? Okay? In some cases, they work harder. They get a better education because they pay attention. A lot of people in the Jewish community, I grew up with a lot of Jews. They hold education in high esteem. They realize that you have to have a good education. Family is important to most of them. All the things that make somebody successful, the Jewish community looks to. Am I wrong?
Well, what I'll say about this is that, you know, people now need to look at their culture of all the people that say just Jewish is black, white, Greek, Italian, all types.
Yeah, don't forget the Italians, buddy. Yeah, there you go.
It's not really the race or the religion of anyone. It's whether the people are brought, if you see something and you see people achieving and doing things like that with their family, why wouldn't you want to kind of like prototype it right after them? And, you know, if it's not broke, then don't fix it. You know, if you see something that's working and, you know, family and the family all, you know, gathered, well, you know, taking care of each other and, you know, pushing forward, why not? I mean, you know, but, you know, a lot of people, they just look at, well, the Jewish people, they have a better chance at succeeding than the black people or whatever like this or white people. It doesn't matter. It depends on the person. It's not about the race. It's about putting in the work and also the dedication to making sure that your children and also yourself succeed. And I just had this conversation with someone today about that, the same thing, that you know, you always want your children to succeed or whatever, not just a halfway, you know, halfway to do something, because
right.
Once they start to be like that, they always will be like that. So you can't, you know, you just can't give up on it because it didn't work for you. You try to, you know, teach. If you learn to get at a certain age, you're supposed to be wise and to teach the people that's younger than you how not to make the mistakes or to do the things that you did, and it always will make them better, you know.
Well, both of these communities, the black community and the Jewish community, has had their share of challenges throughout the years. I mean, if people would actually go home and read a little history about the Jewish community and how they were treated in the early days in New York, but, you know, the Irish, as you say, the Italians and others had their challenges, but it wasn't like the Jews and the blacks. They've had a pretty harsh history in this country. But it shows that either group you can overcome. You work hard, you can overcome. But only in this country. You don't see these kind of things in other countries. There's no way for this to happen to all groups equally in other countries. Only here, and these little bratoids still can't get over themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why I say, you know, I'm so tired of sitting tired of listening to people like Al Sharpton and these other supposed to be black renegades or whatever, or black activists. And the person they're always talking about is about race, or it's talking about racism. You have racism in all cultures. You have racism. Whether it's a woman being racist towards another woman, or being towards another man being racist towards another man. I mean, it's in the person. It's not in the culture. It's just in the person. And now, you know, back then you could say that it was racist or whatever like that. But now it's pretty much an even ground. I mean, I always believe this: no matter how much racism and no matter how many haters you have out there, if it, the good Lord means for you to get it, you're going to get it regardless. It doesn't matter. But that's how I live life. That's not how everyone sees it. But I mean, that's how I get by. I don't sit up and make excuses for you paid your own way. And that's how it is. You paid your own way. If it doesn't work out for you, maybe it's not meant for you to be or whatever, you know, but I'm not going to sit up and blame someone else for something that I totally had control over. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, and people do that. They do that on a regular basis, and they want to blame everybody else for their issues or for their problems. It's like I said, it's always been amazing to me how that we want to put it on somebody else on a regular basis. But and I don't know. This stuff is really starting to
grate
on me
on
a regular
basis. Well, you know, some people it makes them feel better that, and that's why you have the liberals always have this agenda that, you know, we have to blame someone and always we should help them and this and that. Well, if you're a real man and you have any kind of morality or any kind of respect, you go ahead and go out and make it happen however you have to make it happen, but you do it legally and you do it the right way. And, you know, you got to have to remember, especially when you have kids. Kids are sitting there and they're watching how you handle your situation and how handle certain situations. And you know, a lot of people, that's why they're in the situations they're in, because they had poor skills with trying to get ahead. They think the fast money is going to make it happen, and it's not. It's a good education, and at least trying to raise your kids to live halfway decent and right.
No, it is. It's a good education, and we've forgotten that. Well, I shouldn't say we've forgotten that, because some of us are very aware of it. But we have, you know, your kids need a good education. They need a real shot at you know, getting the jobs out there. And you don't get them by barely making it through school. I did a story the other night about how one college in particular is dumbing down their classes so the kids don't have to work so hard to get through. How does that help anybody?
Exactly. I mean, you know, like I told you before, I'm going to write the book, or if I can get my mother, you know, to come on your show, she'll definitely tell. I mean, we're not, I mean, we've had our downfalls, and we, you know, like any family,
like any family,
or whatever, but. Yeah. You're right. I mean, but to have a black family, I mean, we're not the Huxtables or nothing like that. But I mean, you know, we have a good base, a good family base, and that's what we've had for a long time. And it was just like, my kids, this is like everyone just chips in and they try to encourage each other and to do better, not just to do things halfway or whatever. And,
right.
And because we started out with them young, I mean, it's really, I mean, they do a lot of achieving, and they're achieving things before their time. And that's good because it just shows that they were taught at a young age how to handle and how to deal with situations and how to work hard to achieve what you need to achieve to be successful.
So I'm going to take one back home to your home place there, Baltimore. Apparently two former Baltimore City Public School employees faced felony theft charges for allegedly stealing school funds and electronics through multiple schemes. And the Baltimore City Grand Jury indicted, Baltimore Community High School Principal Leslie Lewis on a total of 6 theft counts on Monday, 3 for theft, 2 for misappropriation. And the charges alleged that in one scheme, Lewis, while employed as the principal of the Baltimore Community High School, stole approximately $13,000 from a bank account that she set up with the high school name on it. I'm thinking, if I'm the manager at the bank, you started a business called Baltimore Community High School? That's interesting. Don't we already have one of those? Only in Baltimore, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, you don't have to go to Wall Street for these type of shenanigans. All you have to do is go to Baltimore City, and that just goes to show you. But here's the thing. When you're ready to blame Whitey, here's the thing. The Baltimore City public school system is run by not just black people. It's run by minorities also that's there. So the thing of it is, when you put it, I mean, it's run by at least 80% black people. So the thing of it is, when they do stuff like this and embezzle money or set up these dummy foundations to make money off of public funds, then it's like, okay, so here's why you're here.
We got to go to a break. I'm Joe Masuda, your host. Corey Duncan joins us right after the break. Don't go far. We got a lot more we want to talk about.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feel free to engage. Hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much going on up there on the website and what have you. And I do appreciate when you do get involved in a conversation. I have some of you don't want to call in. I get that. But send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, Corey, we were talking about that Baltimore principal and teachers, and I don't want to make it sound like it only goes on in Baltimore, because I'm not that stupid. I know it goes on all over the place. But here's a community that's hurting, that's railing, that doesn't have enough money as it is for the education system. And these pieces of work, excrement, whatever you want to call them, they're stealing from these kids. You there?
Yeah, I'll wait for you. Well, see, the thing of it is, once again, thank you for having me appear and sure
always
get my commentary on the subject. And what this is the people that run Baltimore City, and they see that this kind of stuff that goes on, and that they see that there are, that, you know, this kind of shenanigans, and they didn't start overnight. A lot of this, it goes on in the regular government, the regular city government, how it works. And it, what it is that because you have we're going to play the race card once we get caught, or before we get caught, we're going to try, you know. And my thing of it is they that's why I say I wish I could move back into Baltimore City and to run for mayor, because if I was mayor, I would fire everyone. It wouldn't be a person left or whatever. I would just have to start from scratch, and that's the only way that you're going to fix this, because there's so many pockets of, you know, white collar crime that's going on, but it is done by the liberals and the black people that run Baltimore City, and it didn't just start overnight. It's been going on for a minute, and it's just that sometimes you see certain hiccups of it in these liberal cities. But they claim that it's the white man's fault, and they want the federal government to be in everything in their life or whatever. And I agree with President Trump about giving things back, giving a lot of situations, a lot of these problems back to the states and letting them run it, because they're letting these governors off. These governors are basically just sitting back pretty much doing nothing. So I think if the governors that run these cities get the power back that they used to have a long time ago, a lot of these problems could get fixed and take the federal government out of it, because all they do is tamper people that are lazy and want them to be lazy.
Yeah, where's Elijah? Come on, Elijah, don't you know how to get down there? Doesn't he know? Do you need to send him the address? Maybe he doesn't know where the high school is. I don't know. Maybe he didn't go.
Yeah, he's too busy. You know, I told you he's another ambulance chaser, and as long as the camera's not around, or the camera's around, but anything, but you, come on, you already know. This is all some little childish game that they play on the playground where the liberals do something, and, you know, we can't be held accountable because they're black.
I everybody is so afraid when it comes to that. They're so afraid to say anything. I don't know why. Stealing is stealing. It doesn't matter what color you are. Stealing from the kids or abusing children or something, it doesn't matter what color you are. It's just amazing. And in the communities that need the help the most, they get screwed the most because they get away with it the most. It's just nuts. All right, so I got some cultural appropriation I want to talk to you about, okay?
Hey. I can't believe it's just around. It's just out there. I mean, gross. Look.
Apparently now, today's celebration of big old booties is an example of white privilege. That's right. Large booties were not mainstream until they were accepted by the white media. So it's a popular expression nowadays among women. Strong is the new skinny with CrossFit craze. I'm amazed at all this. Why are we white privilege? So now having having big butts is white privilege, then my grandmother, God rest her soul, my grandmother was the first white privileged person I ever knew in my life. Is this like out of control or what?
I don't know where to start at.
Wait a minute. You got to stop. I got to go to the next paragraph because you'll like this one the most, all right? White people use black and Latino slang. They listen to their music. They draw on their lips, and they buy our butts and spray on skin color. Holy Mother God, I can't believe this. Yeah, hi,
well,
how you doing?
Well, the intro was enough, but I mean, how can I say this? They can't say anything because, you know, I mean, that's just a ploy. You got some people, you got some white folks that they trying to be black because black people just like, you know, they have made them feel ashamed of their heritage or feel that it's the end thing to walk around half dressed you know, with pants on that probably fit my 15-year-old or whatever. And, you know, it just doesn't, I mean, see, this is the culture that we live in or whatever. And no culture should feel ashamed about representing their culture or whatever like this in a dignified way. But, you know, I mean, that's just idiotic right there. But, society just does anything to make money. I mean, if it makes money, then let's just do it.
Oh, look at, but the call out, I mean, we're getting to the point where, I don't know, white people aren't going to be able to do anything but breathe, and even that's going to be questionable at this point in time. Otherwise, it's cultural appropriation, or it's white privilege, or they're painting, I don't think they realize something. They're painting these kids and people, white people in this case, into such a small corner. At some point in time, somebody's going to pop and come out swinging, don't you think?
No, exactly. Because, you know, after a minute, you can do that for a long time. But, you know, you're going to have people that, any culture would get tired of being chastised because they work hard or they do what they're supposed to do. And I'm not saying all black people are like that or lazy and just, you know, they want the government to take care of them. But it's like the select few that is. And you know, there's a lot of good people out here. And it's just a lot of good black people and a lot of good white people. Mm-hmm. But the thing with this, but once again, that word, that apply word, you have to apply it yourself. But, you know, I run into that because my son, yes, I don't know if everyone knows, I'm a proud granddaddy now of
triplets. Triplets, right? Oh my God!
Dylan,
what is wrong with you? You can't do anything slow. Everything you do has to be grandiose, right? You can't go through three pregnancies. You got to do it all at once. Let's just get it over with, right?
I had two sets of twins, but
really?
What I want to tell all these black liberals is understand this. My son is black, and guess what? His wife is white, and they have
no. Oh,
so
wait a minute.
I know I'm going to get some hate mail.
I can't have you on the show anymore because
your son has
turned on his race.
I had to give up my hood card, but guess what? They can take their hood card and shove it up you know where.
Yes, I got it. Yes, insert it in the permanent machine. Anyway, Sonia Schmidt, she's a black comedian, and she went from liberal to conservative. And when she went, you know, they loved her when she was liberal. Here they have their African-American woman. She's liberal. She's pounding on. They loved her. And then the minute she became a conservative, all of a sudden she couldn't get a job to save her butt. Nobody wanted to talk to her. All the doors slammed on her. She didn't change as a person. Her comedy was still funny. So it is out there, it's real, and if people don't want to, you know, admit to it, if they don't want to see it and admit to it, then they're just lying to themselves and making themselves feel better, you know?
Actually, and you're definitely, you hit that right on the head, and if anything, that's racist, and it's discriminatory also, because, you know, it's interesting how the black folks can take and come up with that, and everything that someone else do is discriminatory or is racist, but when they do it, it's okay. You're right. Like I've been saying the 8 years of Barack Obama, the reverse racism. You know, you can't, if you live in glass houses, you can't throw stones.
Yep. And again, it's, people are going to have to step up. Our conservative friends are people that are on the fringes. You're going to have to make up your mind. Get off the couch. Get off your big booty and get a move on. Anyway, where can they find you, Corey?
Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter and Charismatic Corey on Facebook. And, you know, as always, I want to give a big shout out to my family and friends. Thank you for all your support. And, you know, just keep on tuning in to Joe. I appreciate you having me come on.
I appreciate. Hey, listen, you know what, people? Send him diapers. Send his son diapers. I'm three at one time. I have
my son diapers.
Having one. Yeah, you're going to have to see. Yeah, he's going to need diapers, too. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Don't go far. Come on back. Got a lot to talk about at the end of the break. We're now going to start. We're going to start changing and allow grammatically incorrect, gender-neutral language on headstones. We've lost our minds. We'll be back.